As IO, we are making a very strong statement that we want peace to move forward. We want the agreement to move forward, regardless whether there is money or no money.
That is Colonel Lampol Gabriel speaking to journalists on Wednesday, shortly after the top military leadership of the SPLA-IO ended a meeting. They gathered to discuss challenges surrounding the implementation of the security arrangements and to forge a way forward. Gabriel says President Salva Kiir's office in September directed various committees to begin screening forces in training camps with the aim of unifying the different armed groups into a single South Sudan force. However, Gabriel says no action has been taken because the leadership of the various parties to the peace deal have been told by the National Transitional Committee that there is no money to do the screening.
We have come to Juba since 2018, December to today, and things are not really moving very well. And every single time we move two steps in front, we get stuck or even move back. So the steps are not moving forward. So this is intentional. We always call it that lack of resources here and there, but we know it is intentional. It is meant to disorganize the SPLA-IO.
Gabriel says the SPLA-IO does not think there are no resources to implement the security arrangements. He says, for instance, some of the SPLA-IO leaders who have recently allied with the IGO in government party have been given brand new vehicles and money. He says the vehicles and cars given to the cadres of the SPLA-IO who defected to the IG source that they claim that there is no money to implement the security arrangements is false.
We know we'll face challenge of transportation, but we task our leadership to be able to get for us transport so that we're able to reach these training centers. We know that there are forces who are still out of the training centers, and we know that there are challenges of lack of food in the training centers. So the SPLA-IO have decided to face this challenge together with the forces in the training center.
According to the agreed-on security arrangements, screening committees of the various parties are to jointly travel to training camps and conduct the screening. Gabriel says the SPLA-IO wants to see a change in how the IG implements the security arrangements. He says the SPLA-IO calls the IG to reconsider efforts and moves that jeopardize the effective implementation of the peace deal. Major General Lulruy Kwong, the South Sudan Army spokesperson, said only that there is challenge to funding the implementation programs.
We have been experiencing difficulties in mobilizing resources because of the prevailing economic hardship. However, the JDB and then PTC met and submitted their budget. We have been waiting for the money to be made available, and we are very hopeful that this week or next, the concern mechanism, especially the NPTC, will provide the necessary funds that is needed for the team to go.
Gabriel says that of the 60,000 trainees expected to be screened and unified, some have deserted the training camps when their graduation didn't take place as scheduled. Lack of food, health care, and shelter in the camps are forcing many of the trainees to desert. According to the peace deal, the parties by this time should have completed training and redeployment of the unified forces 8 months from the date of signing the peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.